Hello, today the church celebrates Monday of the third week of Advent, and our gospel passage comes to us from Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took his wife into his home. He had no relations with her until she bore a son, and he named him Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The Gospel of Matthew differs from the other Gospels in that it doesn't tell us about the Annunciation to Mary. However, it does contain an account of an angel's message to Joseph. In Luke's Gospel, the angel tells Mary, "Do not be afraid." In Matthew's Gospel, the angel tells Joseph the same thing, "Do not be afraid." God was doing something unprecedented and significant in the lives of Mary and Joseph, something crucial for humanity's redemption. The conception of Jesus was a miraculous demonstration of God's grace that understandably stirred doubts in the hearts of Mary and Joseph, who were the most affected. Both of them needed assurance to confront the challenge ahead of them. In times of change, transition, and challenge, we all require the same assurance. Do not be afraid. May we have faith in God's presence. In Emmanuel, God is with us, just as Mary and Joseph did. And in so doing, may we become willing participants in God's plan for us.